SBI with the chair of the Alpine Education Foundation, Meredith Leonard. Thank you for joining us. Meredith, where are we with the Alpine Charter School? We're in the early stages. Bring us up to date.
Okay, well, thank you so much for having me. Yes, we're very excited. We've made a lot of headway in the last year. So, you know, there was always kind of hummings of a charter school opening in Alpine, but we're really excited to bring it to fruition. We have leased the land with the town of Alpine. We have also purchased modular buildings that we're bringing down, or that, excuse me, are already down in Alpine, but not currently on site. We're working with the town of Alpine to have all of, our permits approved, hopefully in a couple of weeks, and then that will allow us to start prepping the site and moving the modulars onto the site. We're hoping to do that before the snow flies.
And you've been keeping the Alpine Town Council up to date, giving them reports and coordinating that. As we move into winter, then, what can we kind of expect winter to spring for the Alpine Charter School?
Yes. So we are starting to hand out flyers that will allow families to express interest in enrollment. We are also getting our website up and going, so we'll blast that out via an email newsletter once we have all of that information. So really, once we get the modulars moved, our focus will then be shifting to enrollment and getting our lottery done and students enrolled for the fall 2026 school year.
Fall of 2026?
Yes.
Very good. Give us a little preview of enrollment. How can people get involved?
That's a great question. What we will start to do, you'll start to see flyers and information out, and then there will be QR codes that you can scan, and then that will lead you to
track the process.
Yes. So we are working with Academica, who is our service provider, and they'll kind of be managing all of that. We will also be, like I said, we'll have a website, and we'll be holding community events as well, parent information nights and all of that. The other thing with how people can get involved is just coming to our events. I will say that we have...
You're planning those out.
Yes.
Give us a few highlights.
Okay, highlights. We have, at the end of this month, we have a golf tournament at Cedar Creek Country Club. It's going to be a golf scramble.
Oh, very nice. And then you'll do other things throughout the coming season just to keep people aware of your progress?
Yes. In October, we'll probably do another parent information night. And then looking into the spring, we would like to have an annual gala that would be something that we would do every year to bring the community together and then also as fundraisers.
Very good. What haven't we gone over with the Alpine Charter School? We're with Meredith Leonard. She's chair of the Alpine Education Foundation. What would you kind of like to close out with and keep in our minds the importance of this school for the community and for the area?
Well, I think it comes down to three things. Number one, our children, and really working to give the best opportunities and the best education for our children, because that sets the foundation for our towns and what our towns and our communities look like. If we can invest in our kids, that's an investment in our towns. And then I think overall it comes down to then what does that do for our country? And the classical education is really important to me because our goal is to develop the minds and improve the hearts of our young people and create outstanding citizens that will contribute back to our communities. And I go back to a quote by Larry Arne, who is the president of Hillsdale College. This is a Hillsdale College curriculum that we'll be using and applying. And, you know, he says that we use the word classical to remind us that we're doing basic things, things that are available to all human beings. And that's a superb place to start. So classical education is for everyone. It will set every child up for success, no matter what they want to do. And I think it will really give back to our communities.
Very good. That's Meredith Leonard. She's chair of the Alpine Education Foundation. Dan Dockstetter, SBI Media.